North Bay City Council candidate Randall Tillander has added his voice to the chorus calling for a change of culture and attitude at City Hall. The Vallon Report presents an unattractive view of North Bay City government, he says. Friends apparently do favors for friends. No declaration of a conflict. Closed door meetings. Opaque corporate structure. No debate on ethics. North Bay has been voted the most secretive city government in Canada. This has to change. I quote Jeff Turrell's very concise statement of the ethics problem. A scandal broke when the report by Vallon revealed that Mayor Al MacDonald voted, in an Invest North Bay closed meeting and against the board's own conflict of interest guidelines, to award a $1.2 million marketing contract to his friend and campaign manager Bill Ferguson of TWG Communications. Jeff Turrell, a reporter for Bay Today, identified three problems. First, the mayor seemed to be doing a favor for a friend. Second, the mayor did not declare a conflict of interest and recuse himself. Third, this favor to his friend was apparently performed as a closed meeting of a corporation owned by the city and whose operating funds came entirely from the city. The city solicitor then interfered with city council deliberations. He wrote an unsolicited 11-page report stating that Vallon's advice, regarding a code of conduct bylaw, was not needed. Whether he intended it or not, the unsolicited opinion on the code of conduct bylaw inspired an effort to terminate debate on council ethics. When City Council received the unsolicited report from the city solicitor, five councillors on the current City Council voted to rescind the invitation given to Mr. George Vallon. These councillors were Mac Bain, Bill and Tanya Vrabosh, Dave Mendicino, and Joanne Brusso. Almost half of the current City Council voted to prevent the discussion of a new code of conduct bylaw. Their vote provokes questions. It's time for a change. See. Mayoralty candidates all agree. Invite Vallon no strings attached other candidates, as well as mayoralty hopefuls Peter Chirico, Joanne Brusso and Leslie McVitie have all told Bay Today they will support it, if a motion is brought before council inviting Vallon to speak, without placing restrictions on what he is allowed to say. Changing the culture at City Hall begins with a full debate on the Vallon report, explains Tillander. Mr. Justice Vallon must be heard. His proposals discussed. New policies adopted. City councillors must be reminded that we work for the citizens of North Bay. Tillander has also weighed in on the arena debate. Anyone with kids knows that North Bay needs rinks. West Ferris Arena is in bad shape. Pete Palangio Arena is near the end of its useful life. North Bay needs new ice rinks but not with this price tag. The original proposal was for a simple double rink design for a $32 million total cost. North Bay was to pay one-third road. That was supposed to be about $10 million. Then the province and the federal government dropped out. The city of North Bay was left to bear the entire cost itself. North Bay's cost went from $10 million to $32 million. The city then moved the double rink to a Michel. The cost went up to $52 million due to the unsuitability of the location. In June 2022, the federal government agreed to contribute $25.88 million for a green facility. The project has gone back to the architects for a new estimated cost. The new cost to the city is likely to be well above $52 million. North Bay taxpayers need a more frugal approach, he says. The price tag for a Michel has already increased by almost 58% and is still rising. City Council has gone back to the architects to get new pricing on the project, including the changes required for federal funding. The architects' report is expected in December 2022 and will likely quote a sharply higher estimate, perhaps exceeding $70 million. The total cost is likely to be 2x the original estimate. The city's share of the project is likely to be 5x higher than the original estimate. On the homeless issue, Tillander maintains the present council has not been able to move forward because it does not have a plan. My top priority would be making a real, workable plan for dealing with homelessness and affordable housing. Such a plan would allow the city to take substantive steps to ease the homelessness crisis. If elected, I would get a proper plan made. This plan would begin with a needs analysis identifying what is needed, how many units, and how much money. The needs analysis would lead to a new 10-year plan with mileposts and quantitative objectives. Tillander says the reason for running is frustration and a hope for change. In early April, while I was walking the dog, I saw water coming up from the edge of my neighbor's lawn. The water was coming up through the sand and running down the gutters and into the storm sewer. As a taxpayer, I was concerned that my tax dollars were being wasted. There was enough water to fill a swimming pool coming up through the sand and down into the storm sewer. I had a strong suspicion that we had a broken water main. Like a good citizen, I sent an email to the mayor. He told me that nothing was broken and that this was just a routine maintenance procedure. I then talked to my neighbor who had reported the break to the city water department. The official at the water department apparently told him not to worry because if it was a break, the break occurred before his water meter and so, he wasn't being charged for the wasted treated water. It took the two of us a full month of persistent effort to get the city to investigate the possibility that there might be a problem. The pipe was fixed after 6 weeks. The roadwork necessary to complete the job took another 4 months. As a taxpayer, I was and am concerned at this apparent indifference to the wastage of my city tax dollars. I am running so that we the taxpayers can finally see some value for money. Here are my priorities. See Tillander's website randeltillander22.com.